The Dying Diplomats Club, a Nick and La Contessa mystery, with bonus novel We're All In This Together, written by Matthew Benz and read by Adrian Jarrett. The red crowding the edges of Detective Nick Moore's vision gradually turned to black as the hands on his throat pressed more insistently against his windpipe, cutting the flow of oxygen to his brain. It was no good. As unconsciousness threatened, he desperately fought the hands away and took a deep, ragged breath.
"Oh, darling, we almost had it that time,"
said La Contessa, his high-born Italian wife.
"It's the only collar button to go, and this dress shirt will fit perfectly."
"I have always admired your optimism, my Venetian visionary," he gasped. "But this dress shirt last fitted properly on our wedding day, and it would be too impolite to specify the time since then in actual years."
"But, Nicky, you look so handsome in this shirt rather than that old fuddy-duddy one you normally wear."
"That old fuddy-duddy one, as you so disparagingly call it, is very comfortable," said Nick, his tone registering his injured pride. "Whereas this one makes me feel like an English sausage squeezed into a chipolata's skin."
"Oh, well, have it your own way. It's a very special occasion, and I really wanted you to look your best."
"Well, if you think it's such a good idea, why don't you see if you can squeeze into your wed—" The rest of Nick's sentence was fortuitously interrupted by Baxter, their intrepid beagle, who suddenly jumped off his mink-covered gel pot on the sofa in the garden and hurtled to the front door in a whirl of slipping paws and wild yelping.
"That will be my delivery from Netta Porter,"
said La Contessa, delightedly skipping lightly to sign the driver's paperwork. She returned bearing the cardboard equivalent of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
"Now, what was it you were saying, darling?"
she said as the boxes crashed onto the pavers in the back garden.
"Something about me squeezing into something."
"Oh, no, nothing important," said Nick, thankfully patting Baxter's head and helping to pick up the boxes and stack them on the glass-topped outdoor coffee table. "I was just hoping you would have a lovely figure-hugging number in these boxes."
"Me too,"
La Contessa said excitedly, ripping open the first one and skimming the handwritten note before pulling out a shimmering silver-beaded dress and holding it against her body for Nick to admire.
"You boys are so lucky. You just keep wearing the same old dinner suit, whereas we have to keep buying new clothes."
"Admittedly," she continued, shrugging out of her active leisure wear and wriggling into the silver dress,
"you did have to buy another one because the original became, shall we say, a little snug."
"It's funny how that only happens to boys," said Nick, casting a worried glance at the windows of Turner Towers opposite to see if La Contessa's impromptu burlesque performance was being overlooked.
"I know," said La Contessa. "It's the elastin in girls' clothing. It's well known it shrinks over time, meaning you simply cannot fit into your old dresses. All of my girlfriends tell me it's the same with them."